This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Unofficially known as the West and East Poles, the Christmas Cheerboard of Winnipeg is gearing up for another massive season of giving. And even though numbers are slightly below last year, Executive Director Shauna Bell says they are preparing for a possibility of record demand.
There's one thing that we understand very clearly is that we're going to be hitting capacity in the very near future, possibly even this year, in terms of what we can supply. We've been lucky in the fact that we get donations from the community, and they've been very, very supportive of us for a long time now.
But this year, one of the biggest struggles isn't demand, but it's space. Unable to find a single location where they can be comfortable in, the Christmas Cheer Board of Winnipeg has had to split into two locations.
Brings some big challenges. One of the things that we have is because we're building hampers here and then moving them over to the Main Street location. So we had to secure a 3-ton truck to be able to get to work on the transportation pieces. And then in turn, the toys are being wrapped over at 1441 Main Street. So they're moving. So it's constantly moving back and forth. That's a bit of a challenge. And then, of course, just setting up two locations.
Rising food prices are putting even more strain on operations.
You know, when you look at just canned soup, that's something that we were paying well under a dollar for last year. And now in a lot of the quotes that we were receiving was $1.29. So that's pretty expensive. You know, Kraft dinner, which you could always get for around 75 cents a box, is now well over a dollar per unit as well, too. So those are some really big areas that we're seeing those increases.
And toys? Well, toys required a major investment.
You know, and especially when you're looking at toys too, because toys have increased a lot and there is not a lot of margin in cost when you're looking at buying from wholesalers for toys. So those have been challenging and we want to make sure that the kids have toys. So this year I had to spend about $200,000 on toys.
But for Belle, those gifts matter deeply.
It's always those stories that you hear about down the road when these folks have turned into adults and they say, I remember this gift that I got from the cheer board. And nothing moves me to tears as much as hearing how important it was for that little child.
As Winnipeg faces growing food insecurity, Belle says that she and the rest of the team are not in the job of letting people down.
One thing that I'm always concerned about is if we were to say to folks that we are going to have to cut off hamper applications, the sheer panic that would instill in so many people who haven't been able to reach out to us as of yet. And we don't want to frighten anyone because we certainly are going to do everything we can to make sure no one is turned away.
And with the holidays approaching, Belle has one message for the community.
You know, I really encourage folks to come and share the warmth of the holiday season with not just us, but with folks in the community who really need a little bit of a lift. It's an incredible time to help your neighbor, your friend, a family member, and just somebody you don't even know.
For those who want to give back, whether by donating, volunteering, or even becoming one of the delivery drivers needed starting December 5th, you can reach out directly at christmascheerboard.ca. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.